So we're going to learn about Mishloach Milchama both today and tomorrow. And there's a lot of God there. Hopefully we'll make it through finish this parak. But we'll spend these 2 days about Mishloach Milchama. And we'll break them out and down into two different components. Today we'll talk about the element of Kuna Gedola that the Mishloach Milchama may have. And tomorrow we'll talk about his involvement in the Milchama. Tomorrow will be a little shorter topic, but I wanted to break it down to these two different pieces. So the Gemara in Mishnah tells us that Mishloach Milchama, Parsha Shoftim, is where the pasuk's found, that the Mishloach Milchama is going to speak, he's Medaber El Ha'am during the Milchama. You see in the Gemara, he actually does this two different times. There are really three speeches, and there's a whole first Tim, and then the Shoter, Mr. Mashmiya. You'll see in the Gemara on tomorrow, maybe the next day, about when he speaks and how many times he speaks. But either way, he has this whole long list of things. He's trying to give them chizik, not to be fearful. And we'll go through all the different Peturim on the next Mishnah and the next blot. So either way, when it comes to the Mishloach Milchama, he has this very interesting role. Because on one hand, his primary role seems to be one in the Milchama in battle. Now, I wouldn't call him the general. He's not really calling the shots and the strategies, but he plays a role, B'shas Milchama. But then he has this other element that he plays a particular role in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara talks about who exactly is the Kohen that's mentioned in the Pasuk, and the Gemara says it has to be someone similar to the Shotrin, just like the Shotrin have someone who's Mamuna, so to a Kohen has to be Mamuna, someone who's appointed. It has to be appointed, there must be a Minoy here. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the Kohen Gadol has a Minoy, he's appointed. So the Gemara says it has to be similar to a Shoter, whereby the Shoter has someone who's Mamuna Agabav, who's on top of the Mamuna, so Rash is the Shofet. As a Marmakam, the Bereshev actually argues on this. Interesting discussion who a Shofet, who a Shoter is, but not for now. But either way, the Shoter has a Shofet, according to Rashi, above him. So too, there must be a Kohen who has someone on top of him. So the Gemara says, the Kohen Gadol has the Melech, who's Agabav. And the Gemara says, has to be Bavodas, has to be in this particular Avoda, the role that they're playing. And since the Kohen Gadol's Avoda is in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishloach Milchama Zavoda is in the Milchama, as is the Melech Zavoda in the Milchama, we can conclude it's a Mishloach Milchama who has some type of secondary role to the Melech, who's, again, his major power and role of the Melech is in Milchama, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol. So that's what comes out from the Gemara. This is the Mishloach Milchama has a special din, it's miyuchad to the Milchama. But it's fascinating that the Gemara does already compare this to the Kohen Gadol. The fact that it even mentions this, the Pasuk says it should be a Kohen, but we now get into a discussion of how similar is a Kohen Gadol to that of a Mishloach Milchama, or how similar is a Mishloach Milchama to that of a Kohen Gadol. So firstly, who exactly does the appointment? So there's a Tosus in Yuma, Nitziv alludes to, he mentions in the Rambam, about who appoints a Kohen Gadol, and that says, the Gemara, the Tosus there says it must be the Melech. The Melech appoints the Kohen Gadol. And here as well, he says the Melech also appoints the Mishloach Milchama. But he says there's a fundamental difference between the appointment of the Melech versus the appointment of the Kohen Gadol, the Melech of the Mishloach Milchama. Because the Mishloach Milchama and Melech are both in the same industry, if you will. They're both in the same arena that has to do with B'shas Milchama, it's Avodasa. Granted, the Kohen Gadol is also appointed by the Melech, but their services are in very different arenas, and therefore the Kohen Gadol does not fit into the picture that the Gemara is describing. But either way, the Melech is the one who appoints the Mishloach Milchama, just like he appoints the Kohen Gadol. So that already points to a further connection between the roles of Mishloach Milchama and Kohen Gadol in terms of the actual appointment. Now, there's a further discussion, how exactly is a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Mishloach Milchama appointed? So when it comes to a Melech is anointed, the Gemara tells us, B'Shem HaMishcha. A Kohen Gadol is appointed, ideally with Shem HaMishcha, and if there's no Shem HaMishcha, Meruba Begadim, by him wearing the 8 Begadim that a Kohen Hedyot does not wear, Meruba Begadim is how a Kohen Gadol is appointed. And in the Bayi Sheni, where there's no longer Shem HaMishcha, the only way to appoint a Kohen Gadol was through Ribui Begadim. So how is a Kohen Mishloach Milchama, how is he appointed to be the Mishloach Milchama? So that the Gemara in Hor Yos clearly states through Shem and HaMishcha. The very name Mishloach Milchama, Mishloach, indicates that Shem and HaMishcha is what is used to appoint a Kohen Mishloach Milchama. And that's the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchos Melachim, Echad Mechemes Mitzvah, Echad Mechemes Rishus, which we're going to learn a lot about. Mimanim Kohen Ladaber Ha'am B'Shas Mechama. We appoint a Kohen to speak. B'Shas Mechama U'Moshchin Oso B'Shemen HaMishcha V'Zeo Nikra Mishuach Mechama. So that's very clear that Shemen Mishcha is used to anoint him. Now, one could wonder, what about Ribui Begadim? Now, we didn't touch upon just yet Ribui Begadim unless you had a chance to go further in the Mar Makomos. We're going to see a discussion whether or not Mishuach Mechama wears Shmona Begadim when he works the Beis HaMikdash, or he only wears Arba Begadim like a Kohen Hedyot. So that Machlok is whether he wears 8 or 4, which again we'll discuss shortly, seemingly hinges on whether or not he is a Kohen Gadol or he's a Kohen Hedyot. Yes, he has a role in the Mechama, and that's his primary role, but is the secondary role he has, is he just a Kohen Hedyot or is he a Kohen Gadol? And that seems to be the debate, as we'll see, whether he wears 8 or whether he wears 4. So let's assume he wears 8 Begadim just for now. Would 8 Begadim be another avenue of the Mishuach Mechama to be appointed as Mishuach Mechama? In other words, we chose Reuven the Kohen, you're going to be Mishuach Mechama. And it's by Sheni now, and there's no Shemen HaMishcha. So can we give him 8 clothing to wear? There's already Kohen Gadol. There's no space for another Kohen Gadol. We're giving you 8 clothing. You should don the 8 clothing, 8 begadim, and now you'll be a Mishuach Mechama. Would that be effective or not? Again, if you assume he doesn't wear 8 begadim, it's nothing to talk about. But if you assume, like the man Damer, that he does in fact wear Shmona begadim, would that be an effective way to appoint him to be a Kohen, to call Mishuach Mechama? That's the Shaila. So, if you saw Rashi writes on the first Rashi in the Perek, Rashi writes, Mishuach Mechama, Kohen shenisrabe likach, shenemar v'nigash ha-kohen v'gomer. That shenisraba, who, bekach, strange word, shenisraba, on the side of the page, they quote the Maharsha that says, shenisbarir. Shenisbarir doesn't seem like the proper use, you know, word to be used, l'aniyas deity. It should have said kohen shenismane, maybe, but kohen shenisbarir is a strange language, but the Maharsha seems to be bothered that kohen shenisraba, that's a lashon of ribui begadim. And the Maharsha, again, he doesn't say this, but I imagine his concern is Riboy Begadim isn't Shaykh by Kohen Mishuach Mechama, either because he only wears 4 Begadim, or even he does wear 8 Begadim, that's not an avenue of being appointed Mishuach Mechama. You have to use Shemana Mishcha, like the Gemara says. Riboy Begadim is not really on the table. So Marsha is against this, it seems. But Rashi, if you take Rashi at face value and if you think the Giras is correct, it's implied from Rashi that Riboy Begadim would be an effective way of appointing a Kohen Mishuach Mechama. And the explanation seemingly would be similar to what we saw in the Brisker Rav, if you had a chance to see the Brisker Rav yet, is when a Kohen Mishuach Mechama is appointed, two things happen. He becomes a Mishuach Mechama, and he has certain halachas of being a Kohen Gadol. The question becomes, is his Mishuach Mechama appointment, is that noveya from his Kuna Gdola? Is the real ikar, he becomes a Kohen Gadol with Shemana Mishcha, and Memela he also gets to be Mishuach Mechama? Or no, they're two different halachas entirely. Be'etzem, he's really a Mishuach Mechama, and he has some halachas that apply like a Kohen Gadol. So it seems to be that this Rashi Marsha, maybe this debate of this Girsos, depends on this Chakir of the Brisker Rav. Again, if you assume that Shemana Mishcha makes him to Kohen Gadol, who then also becomes the Shemana Mishuach Mechama, then Ribui Begadim should be a very good way, another avenue to appoint him to be Kohen Gadol, and who are the Mishuach Mechama. But if you think that Mishuach Mechama is not toloy in the status of Kohen Gadol, he becomes a Mishuach Mechama and then he has some halachas he has to keep afterwards, then Riboy Begadim should not be Shayach. Even if he does wear Shmon Begadim in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not an avenue to become Mishuach Mechama. It has to be first the Mishuach Mechama and then the halachas come afterwards. So that's an important debate between, again, Rashi and Marsha, that particular girsa. Now, the Minchas Chinuch says, he says that the Mishuach Mechama can only be appointed Ribui Begadim. He's very clear. Ribui Begadim does not work because he doesn't wear Shmona Begadim. And he refers, interestingly, to a Josephus, that Josephus, he says, Yehuda Maccabi and his Samatis Yo, that they were appointed Shemin Mishuach Mechama. How could that be? It was Ba'i Sheni that he was describing. There's no Shemin Mishcha Ba'i Sheni. So he says it was just be mechabed ki'ilu he's Mishuach Mechama, but there's no formal halach of Mishuach Mechama in the times of Ba'i Sheni, and they wouldn't have to practice halachas of Kriyas Parsha of Mashiach Mechama, none of the other halachas are being according to, doesn't work, according to the Michas Chinuch. Sharon Mishcha is the only relevant option. But seemingly, if you take Rashi at face value, again, I didn't see anybody who says this, but that's, again, what the Marsha is bothered by. So Rashi, who says Riboy Begadim might work, then that would also be effective during Bai Sheni. Maybe Yosef and Josephus was, his comments, his testimony was accurate, and they did serve as Mashiach Mechama. Ah, there's no Shemana Mishcha, but Riboy Begadim, they did have Shemona Begadim in Bai Sheni, and that would be another avenue to appoint a Mashiach Mechama. Fine. Now, the Brisker Rav, he raises another question, which is totally on this connection of the Mashiach Mechama to that of a Kohen Gadol. And he wonders whether the Kohen Gadol, who's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, he's Shemona Begadim, or Shemona Mishcha, he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, is that going to be effective for being Mashiach Mechama? Now, I'll just read you the language here. We can read together if you want. His topic, according to Rav Moshe Zatzal, his topic in Kohen Gadol, kosher l'kriyas ha'parasha mitzad Kohen Gadol, kamo Mashiach Mechama, darei etzem shem shem Mashiach Mechama, ayidei din Mashiach, hu din shal riboy kuna. When we anoint the Mashiach Mechama, in essence, the Mashiach, the Shemen, makes him into a Kohen Gadol, that has rights to Mashiach Mechama. Kimo de chazinan, because when you appoint the Mashiach Mechama, as we'll see soon in the Gemara, Aser Ba'amana, Bapriya, Ufrima, Ein Matam Lekrovim, Mashiach Mechama has five halachas that's exactly the same as a Kohen Gadol. So he takes on a kedush of a Kohen Gadol, and maybe the Kohen Gadol, the real Kohen Gadol, should be no different than the Mashiach Mechama, Legabe Kedusha Kohen Gadol, and that might dictate, it's the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol that dictates who could read it. Vim Kein, Yesh Lomar, did the Kriyas HaParsha, Lo Ba'inen Rak Muva Bakuna. So you don't need that, dafka that. The Kohen Gadol Bevadei Kasher, even the Kohen Gadol would be effective. Harehu Yosem Ruba Bakuna, he's more anointed as a Kohen Gadol than the Mashiach Mechama, that's one side. Oh, Dilma, perhaps, Odaf, Etzim, Mashiach, Mechama, Hu, Chalosha, Riboy Kuna. Granted that when the Mashiach Mechama gets anointed, he gets halachas of Kuna Gadol. That's fine. But that's secondary to what he is or who he is. Mikomakam Ika Odin, the Be'inan Shei Mashiach, Mitzvah. So the anointment must be specific for the Mashiach Mechama, the Mitzvah, Kriyas Parsha, Vardei Kohen Gadol, Iyev Shalas Kayim Mitzvot. But Kohen Gadol, who was not anointed for that purpose, he was anointed just to be Kohen Gadol, that would not be effective for it to be allowed to read the Parsha of the Mashiach Mechama. So that's the question that Brisker Rav raises. Now again, he's trying to bridge in this Chakira, how similar to Mashiach Mechama is he to a Kohen Gadol? Are they different? Or there's a strong overlap, and that nafkin would be, can a Kohen Gadol read the Parsha of Mashiach Mechama? Now, he reads this Gemara in a way that I would not have. Now, it's hard for me to argue in the Brisker Rav and the Remotion, Rav Chaim, all those, it's hard for me to argue on that. But didn't seem to me to be the simplest reading of the Gemara. Because when the Gemara rejected the Kohen Gadol from being the Mashiach Mechama, I thought that meant he couldn't be the Mashiach Mechama, that it was off the table, and we have to have a different person. But the way they are reading it is that, no, of course, Avada, the Kohen Gadol, could be the Mashiach Mechama. He's a greater Kohen Gadol than that of the Mashiach Mechama. The question is, can another person also be Mashiach Mechama? He says, "Dimishani dimeruba bakuna sheish mamuna agabav gam kin kasher." Ava kohen gadol bevade kasher. Is that one way to read it? Oh, the perish gemara who dafka meruba bakuna. Only a person's meruba sheish mamuna agabav. Meaning, kohen gadol has nobody on top of him in the base of mikdash, so maybe he won't be good. Or we said, no, he's also good. But can another secondary kohen gadol, Mashiach Mechama, also be serve the purpose of Mashiach Mechama? And that's the suffix he has to read the gemara. And he asked his father, Chaim, and he says he also was a little bit mistopic how to read this, but he was inclined to say that the Kohen Gadol, in fact, is kosher, the Kriyas HaParsha, which again indicates that Mashiach Mechama is the role of Mashiach Mechama really stems from his Kedusha of being a Kohen Gadol. That's where it comes from. It's not a separate role. It's from the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol has more rights, almost, to recite it than Mashiach Mechama. So if you assume that a Kohen Gadol can say it, I would wonder, it sounds like from the way they're presenting this, let's say the Kohen Gadol wants to do the Parsha. He wants to read the Parsha of Mashiach Mechama. And Mashiach Mechama also wants to. Who should have first rights to read it? It would seem, according to the Brisker Rav, that the Kohen Gadol should be able to read it instead of the Mashiach Machama. Now, this is Iker Chasam HaSeifin. No one else says this, that the Kohen Gadol could serve the Mashiach Machama. Doesn't seem to be the simplest reading at all, but again, you just start seeing this overlap between Mashiach Machama being a Kohen Gadol to a certain extent. Fine. So now, in terms of understanding this role of the Mashiach Machama as the Kohen Gadol of some sort, that he himself has some level of Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says explicitly, and this everybody agrees to, there certainly are five halachas that apply to Mashiach HaMachama that are brought over from the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara says in Daf Ayin Beis Mem Beis, which carries on to Ayin Gimel Amun Alf, the Gemara says that the Mashiach HaMachama, he has the halachas of five dvarim, chamisha dvarim, lo fareya, lo farim, he can't tear his clothing, he can't let his hair grow long, lo matame the krovov, he's not real, matame to his relatives, umetzuvah al basula, he must marry a basula, umuzal al halmana, and he can't marry an almana. So those five halachas certainly apply to the Mashiach Machama as well. And then, on top of those five, which is a given, everybody agrees to, there's another discussion in the Gemara whether or not he wears Shmoni Begadim. And on one hand, the Gemara says that he does wear Shmoni Begadim when serving the Beis HaMikdash, which indicates he's a Kohen Gadol. But then the Gemara says, Mishum Eva, we don't want to create any fighting, any animosity to the Kohen Gadol, so we don't let him wear four Begadim. And the Gemara says he doesn't wear four, doesn't wear eight, he's not a Kohen Hedyot, so he doesn't wear four. He doesn't wear eight either, because we Mishum Eva, so he's kind of stuck in that regard. But really, Mi'ikra Din, the Mashiach Machama should be wearing Shmona Begadim. He should be. Be'etzim, he's a Kohen Gadol. That's what comes out from the simple reading of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says at the end that even though Lamaisa, we don't let him wear eight Begadim because of Eva, there is one instance where we would let him wear Shmona Begadim, and that's when it comes to the question when you're asking Urmatumim, something perhaps related to Machama, so then he would don the eight Begadim, and seemingly that wouldn't present so much Eva because that was not in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, that was in the context of the Machama, which is the role the Mashiach Machama in fact plays. So that's what comes out just from the simple reading of the Gemara here. Fine. So how did we paskin, how did we show him paskin? So the Meiri writes, if you take a look at the Meiri number 6, I've run through this quickly. He says, V'chulam eina nogas Mashiach Machama, chutz mechamisha hamuras beparshas v'kohen gadol, me'achiv v'heim l'porei, l'porei m'lo imitamim v'krovim, m'tshuva al-basula, u'muza al-amana, v'shar dvarim ein bo din kahuna gdola klal. How Madai could be in the Meiri, it's a very strong language in that he has no din of kuna klal. Sounds to me, again, it's just a small diak, sounds like Be'etzim, he's not really a Kohen Gadol at all. There are just five halachas. He has to be no Hag, kick Kohen Gadol, but Begavra, he's not really a Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, I mean, we wouldn't use such a strong language. Ain bo din kuhuna gadol klal. Oh, so you have to figure out. So does the Miri say Begavra, he's a mixas Kohen Gadol? Or is he saying that Bidvarm in the Huge Kohen Gadol? So, to me, the language is so strong of Ein Bo Din Kuna Klal. I see he says Shar Dvar Menachanami. It's again a diak in that you go both ways. But I would have said Shar Dvar Ein Bo Nihuge Kohen Gadol. Ein Bo Din Kuna Gdola. But Ein Bo Din Kuna Gdola Klal, the extra letter word Klal, indicates his mom is trying to get a point across here. So, again, I don't know. You have to work through. It could be there's no diak to be made here. But you look through the language of the Meiri and the Kesef Mishnah, we'll go through each of them, whether or not he's saying there's some chalos in the Gavra, or there's just some nihugim that are going on there. So I'm not convinced at all that the Meiri is saying that. Could be what you're saying is entirely correct. And then he says that Elisha Yesh Poskim, they're those who hold, Sheshol in lo lishol be'ur metumim, uchshu nishal tzarech lilbo shmona begadim, kik kohen gadol, shrei huayim v'choshin, and so on. So then he does acknowledge, although he doesn't seem to pass in this way, some do go according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that he would wear eight begadim at least in the arena of the Milchama. So that's what the Miri, how the Miri says. Now, the Rambam writes this the halacha. Rambam doesn't mention anything about eight begadim, doesn't mention anything about Eva. Now, granted, the Rambam oftentimes does not give svaras, but he just simply says, read through quickly, number 7, Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Dal Halacha Chafalaf, Mushuach Mechama Ein Bo Din, Ein Beno, rather, Mismana, Tachtav, Liolam, like any other Kohen Hedyot. And then he just strangely puts in the halachas of Malin b'kedusha. Malin b'srara l'srara gedula mimenu. You go up in level of kedusha. Vein maridin asal l'srara. We don't demote a person. Shilamati mimenu. Shemal makodesh lo maridin. Vein maridin le'olam misrara l'shebekar v'yisrael ela imsarach. We don't demote anybody unless there's a good reason to demote. Now, so he starts giving a svar in there, which is very strange. You know, that was a reason why the Gemara said he should wear shmona begadim, and he shouldn't be demoted to four begadim. So it seems like not the same reading as our Gemara, number one. Number two is the Gemara, the reason why he doesn't wear eight begadim is because of Eva. So it's strange what the Rambam's doing here, but the Kesef Mishnah picks up on something here. And the Kesef Mishnah says because the Rambam doesn't learn like our Gemara somehow. And the Kesef Mishnah says that we hold de'eno roi l'shamish b'shmona, de'leka harada, that he's trying to justify the Rambam. How could he wear four begadim? Isn't that Yerida Mikadusha? No, it's not Yerida Mikadusha, because the Rambam holds that he's not roi to wear shmona begadim. We actually paskin he's roi to wear arba begadim. And Meshuach Muhammad is not a Kohen Gadol, he's Kishar Kohanim, he's a Kohen Hedyot. Don't tell me it's Harada Mikadusha. No, because there's no Malba Kadusha in the first place. He's not a Kohen Gadol and doesn't wear shmona begadim. So it seems clear from the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam that he's a status of a Kohen Hedyot. He has the five other halachas, and those are special halachas that don't relate to Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Doesn't explain what they relate to, but be'etzem he's a Kohen Hedyot, at least in terms of his service in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the understanding of the Kesef Mishnah. Now, then the Rambam also, l'shitaso, when it comes to the Ur Metumim, this is in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Yud, that the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad can ask a question, the Ur Metumim, he makes no mention of him wearing Shmona Begadim. So that's consistent with what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's not Shaykh to speak of Shmona Begadim. A Kohen Mashiach Muhammad is in essence a Kohen Hedyot, at least Lagabe, the Avoda in the base Hamikdash. And we'll finish with this now. The Tosi Yisham and the Ritva both have subtle languages. I'm not entirely sure how to read it, but they both seem to paskin that he in fact does wear Shmona Begadim. Otherwise, the question doesn't get off the ground, unless asking within those who hold Shmona Begadim. But they're going on the Gemara, the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol, when he'd pick the Garalos, so Shnei Seirim, the two goats, Tzar LaHashem, Tzar LaZazel, Yom HaKippurim, so the skan would be on his right side, and if you'd pick LaHashem in his right hand, the skan would say, lift your right hand, and the skan was his assistant everywhere he went. And the quote from the Tosas, Rabbeinu Elchanan, so what about the Mashiach Muhammad? Wouldn't he be a better assistant to be next to the Kohen Gadol, to assisting him, to helping him out? He seems to be in a higher level than the Skan, fair question. And the very question is premised on that there's a higher level of Mashiach Muhammad's Kedusha in the Avoda. He's not just a regular Kohen Hedyot. I mean, the question wouldn't get off the ground if he's just a regular Kohen Hedyot. The Rambam wouldn't ask such a question. The Mashiach Muhammad is a Kohen Hedyot, and the Skan has more of a role than Mashiach Muhammad, because at least the Skan's the backup. But in Rabbeinu Elchanan, he asks a question, Mashiach Muhammad wears Shmona Begadim. So it's a good question for the Tosas Yishanim. So what's Pshat here? And he has all the Chamisha Dvarim, he can't marry a Amana, and he marries a Basulan, and so on and so forth. So why are we pointing the Skan? We should pick the Mashiach Muhammad. So says Tosas Yishanim, at the end of number 10, of Omer Rebbe, the Mashiach Muhammad, Ha'ktsas Eva, Ho Me'ata Mashamish Mashmona Begadim Kamosa. Since he wears eight Begadim, there's some level of Eva. We don't want there to be any animosity with the Kohen Gadol while he's picking the Shnei Seirim, the Garalos, so we don't want him to be next to him, but Yitaka wore Shmona Begadim. That sounds like, again, how the Tosh Yishan would pask him. Now, the Ritva says the same Shakuvatar, the same question from Rabbi Elchanan. He says something slightly different. I thought maybe it was different. I don't know. I'll just read it and we'll just leave it off with that. If there's any differences, you let me know. The Ritva writes in the end of number 11, the Tirtzlo Ri, the Meshuach Mechama Hayatzad Eva, Kevin Shiesh Alav Dine Kohen Gadol Bimiksas Me'achshav V'Havale Kitzara. So the language is Kohen Gadol Bimiksas. So again, Yesh Lachor, in theory, there are three possibilities how to categorize the Meshuach Mechama as in his vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Either he's a Kohen Hedyot, which is what the Rambam seems to say, or he's a Kohen Gadol, like which the Tosas Yishanim seems to say, it's Mabash Kohen Gadol, and he wears Shmona Begadim and it's Ktas Eva, or maybe the Ritva, he's a miktas kohen gadol. He's a partial kohen gadol, not completely, but he's partially, which might be what the Nabiri is alluding to, that the gabi the lachas that apply to him, he's a full kohen gadol. The gabi the lachas that don't apply him, he's not a kohen gadol at all. And there's this quasi kohen gadol status that the Mashiach Muhammad, in fact, has. So that's the really the machlokas in the Rishonim, and this all I think ties into the beginning discussion of whether or not the Brisker Rav says when the Kohen Gadol could serve as Mashiach Muhammad, and whether or not the Merubah Begadim would be effective as well for the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad too. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll continue from number 12, the Gemara Nazir, and so on to the end about what role the Mashiach Muhammad plays during war itself.